It was really, really difficult. But yes, now by God's grace, it sorted out. Last year, me and boys, we got our recognized leave to remain as refugees. And 6 months after getting leave to remain, that was again a very hard process, because then NAS accommodation immediately after 28 days takes your housing away. They stop the money, whatever they are giving, and everything is stopped. And then you have to get to the system again. And that transition period is so scary, because there's no support, there's no financial support. So there was a joy and there was a trauma. So joy was, at least nobody's throwing us away and we were alive and we weren't going to get killed, or boys will not be taken away from me, and I won't get lashes or all that thing at my back, whatever the fatwa stated. So that was a joyful thing. And it was traumatic again, because again, that NAS accommodation was at least a shelter for 3.5 years. And then again, you did not know. And you had to prove everything again. The saddest thing was that I had the letters from Home Office. I had the letters that, yes, they have been given leave to remain. I had a termination of contract letter from NAS support, and I showed it to council. But you again have to prove everything to them. It's a very traumatizing process. I just don't understand how their system works. I just don't understand if this is the law or this is the attitude of the people. I just don't understand.